Among the hundreds of shows in the KeyBank Rochester Fringe Festival lineup this week is one called Suffragettes Unite. The performer is Ann Mitchell, who reads the words of suffrage leaders Susan B. Anthony, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, and other women, including Sarah C. Owen.
Who was she? She was just another woman like you or myself that was at the convention. She was part of the movement.
And while we may hear a fiery rhetoric from people like Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton, I love the term you use for Sarah C. Owen's little excerpt here, and that is sweetly persuasive. That was how she was delivering this message. And you have a little bit of that you're going to read for us.
Yes, and I want to add, first of all, imagine a woman speaking in public in 1848. You really can't imagine that because women didn't do those things. They were at home taking care of their family, and to speak in public was considered inappropriate. It was just not done. And when the women were speaking, there were shouts of men saying, "Louder, louder." And they weren't used to speaking in public, so they didn't have what was called a regular speaking voice. So here's a small excerpt from my speech by Sarah Owen that was delivered in the afternoon portion at the second Women's Rights Convention in Rochester. It has been reiterated from time immemorial that woman is the weaker vessel, that she was designed to occupy a lower sphere than man, to be subject to the restraints he deems proper. Rousseau says that woman ought to have but little liberty, that she is apt to indulge herself excessively in what is allowed her, and thus every aspiration after knowledge is checked. If she should perchance wish to know anything, she must ask her husband at home. But woman may think, provided she thinks with her husband.
That's Ann Mitchell reading from a speech delivered by Sarah Owen at the Second Women's Rights Convention in August 1848 in Rochester. Mitchell's show, Suffragettes Unite, is part of Rochester Fringe. It's this Thursday night at 6:30 at the Aviarium at Village Gate. Get tickets at rochesterfringe.com.